Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
We had Joe Person reporting about 25 minutes ago that Teddy Bridgewater will be limited again today in practice. Word has it they're still optimistic he can play Sunday against the Lions, but as of yesterday's news, no Christian McCaffrey against the Lions again this week. So we'll chop it up, break it down right now with, pardon me, radio.com sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. All insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. JLC, how you doing this week, buddy?
I'm all right, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Trying to pivot my brain out of NBA draft mode and back to the NFL, where there is a lot happening right now. And the NFL's placed all the teams in the league in intensive COVID protocol. We know what it means. We know why most of us paying attention to the news understand the conditions that necessitate that. I guess my question for you is, how big a factor is this going to be the rest of the way? Is it going to be a battle of attrition all the way to the Super Bowl?
I mean, it may. It's so hard for me to predict, you know what I mean? Something that nationally we don't have our hands around, and every state's doing their own thing, and there's a vast discrepancies between how different states are responding. And while it's not good anywhere, it's certainly worse in some states where, you know, NFL games are played than others. I don't know that it's getting better anytime soon, especially with the holidays coming up. And I know within the league office, nobody thinks that they're out of the woods, or, you know, that they absolutely are bracing for what they think will be very difficult winter months. And there is mounting concern that, especially with some of these teams that are falling by the wayside, and this isn't just about players. This is about the entire organization, business side people, general managers, team presidents, all those bigwigs. You know, are they going to all do the right thing and be as vigilant about this as possible in terms of holiday parties and gatherings and travel and what they do in their personal life? Because this whole thing is interconnected, you know? It's like a wool sweater, and all of a sudden a couple threads start fraying, and the next thing you know, you're left with a scarf. That's the concern, and it's going to take intense cooperation from, you know, thousands of employees across the league if they're going to get through this anything close to the manner they have so far.
Let's talk about the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, I'll start there. Christian McCaffrey played two games and then with an injured ankle goes on the IR for 6 weeks. He comes back and plays really well against Kansas City on the road, but a shoulder injury is now going to put him out 2 weeks in a row. This is on the heels of signing him to a four-year extension just this offseason. How concerned do you think they are or should be, and how do you handle this situation right now with a 3-7 football team and a guy that you just committed a whole lot of money to?
Yeah, I mean, I just think you continue to listen to your doctors and do whatever's in the best interest of Christian McCaffrey and his health. And, I mean, we still have a little ways to go in the season. So I still don't think you're going to make a sort of perfunctory, like, let's just nip it in the bud and call the whole thing off and send him home. You know, he's done for the year. I don't think you're there. I don't think that's the vibe in that building. I don't think that's, you know, what the message Matt Rhule wants to send in his first season. Now, if it just, you know what I mean? If it turns out that this is something that goes two or three more weeks and, you know, then you're looking at the schedule, I guess it could, you know, it could get there. But I the sense I have of it is this is more of a week-to-week thing right now. And I guess if those weeks multiply enough, and you start doing the math, and maybe you say, hey, what do we have to gain here? But I think the assumption for now is that he's going to be playing football again this year.
Jason Lockenfora, radio.com sports NFL insider. He's with us on the Technicom hotline. You know, we're here today in Charlotte talking about LaMelo Ball and LeVar Ball coming to Charlotte, and you know all the ways in which Mitch Kupchak is trying to remake the Hornets roster and turn them back into a perennial, you know, playoff team at the very least. Both of the big pro sports organizations in this city are in similar spots in that they're retooling, and big off seasons are either here or coming up pretty soon. My question for you is, Marty Herney. There are a lot of Panthers fans, as I'm sure you hear from time to time. They're excited about Tepper. They're excited about Rule and you know other aspects of the organization. But they see Marty Herney as a holdover of a bygone era with a checkered resume, a sub-500 winning percentage for his career. I don't know how much the conditions of the world have changed things. I do know a year ago you and I were wondering out loud whether or not Marty would be the GM here, you know, for the next year or two. What is your feeling on that as we stand today? Do you expect Marty to still be steering this ship going into this offseason?
I certainly expect Marty to be a part of, you know, that organization. Could there be some sort of restructuring or whatever? You never know. I know that Tepper thinks very highly of Marty, and for good reason, and that Marty has had a really good working relationship and just human relationship with Matt Rhule. Obviously, when you bring in a coach like Matt Rhule and you pay what you've paid and you kind of give him the keys to the kingdom and he's getting his feet wet that first offseason, and it was the most bizarre offseason in the history of the sport in which he's coaching, that, you know, you maybe can't put your full imprint on it, or you've got so much other stuff swirling around and trying to figure out that, you know, let's just deal with what we're up against here and worry about long-term, you know, how the whole flow chart and all this stuff's going to work down the line. So I don't know. You know, you hear rumblings about there could be some different sort of stratus in place, but I have a hard time thinking Marty Herney is not a significant part of it.
Sunday they get the Lions here in Uptown Charlotte. They've lost five straight, and they just faced an unprecedented stretch of six straight former league MVP or Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks, ending with Tom Brady on Sunday. Doesn't get much easier with Matt Stafford, but he's going to play with a partially torn ligament in his hand, and the Panthers are favored. I understand the question that I'm about to ask you is entirely predicated on whether or not Teddy Bridgewater plays on Sunday. Carolina's a slight favorite in this one. What are you expecting in this game? Why does this one matter?
I would not touch this game. 5,000-foot pole. As bad as I am picking games this year, I shouldn't be predicting anything, but definitely not this one. I mean, the Stafford part of it, he's an absolute gamer. He played with some hip stuff and some back stuff in the past that not every tough guy quarterback would have. I'm a big Matt Stafford guy. I think he's been let down by that organization in large part. But they're kind of a weird offense. Galladay's been feuding with the front office, and he's been on the injury report. And I think that's more than just an injury situation. And, you know, there's obviously been undercurrents of, let's just say, I don't know, insubordination with the coach, and that coach has had his struggles since he's been there. I don't know what to make of the Lions. I mean, they really probably should have lost to Alex Smith last week in what would have been a completely ridiculous comeback. I mean, the Lions have just been a part of some truly bizarre games, and won some games they should have lost, and lost some games they probably should have won. And then I don't know what to make. You know, if Teddy doesn't play, I don't know. You know, I'd be lying if I told you I knew anything about that. You know, the replacement and what to expect there. I mean, you go into a game against a team that, you know, it's not Jacksonville, it's not the Jets. I mean, they just won last week, and you don't have your number one running back, and you don't have your quarterback, and you've got a defense that obviously is still pretty early in a rebuild. You may struggle, you know, to beat anybody, and yeah, that's a strange ball game. I mean, the Lions are just a strange team. If they came out of the bye and lost to Jacksonville, they were absolutely positively making a coaching change. You know, they got a lead in that one. They hung on and won. You know, they strung a few things together. Had he blown that lead against Washington, I don't think he still would have been coaching that team by Thanksgiving. But they held on, and now you look at the standings, and it's like they're kind of still viable.
Hey, before I let you go, I just saw a little while ago that Drew Brees had a second opinion and that it came back with the same as the first opinion, cracked ribs, collapsed lung, and there's no timeline that's been laid out for his return. Now, I'm under no illusion that sliding in Jameis Winston and or Taysom Hill is going to be the same as having Drew Brees. They could be in a far worse spot here, but this is concerning, right? I mean, could this be worse than we realize for Drew Brees?
I mean, it could be. This is, you know, this is also going to be an issue of, you know, just pain tolerance and, you know, getting him in the flat, you know, finding a flak jacket and an apparatus that works for him. And then, you know, what is the pain tolerance? What, you know, can we shoot him up? All that stuff. And we're you know, a couple weeks away from, you know, from getting to that point. I mean, he's going to miss, you know, multiple weeks. Is it closer to 2 or 3 or 5 or 6? I don't know that anybody necessarily knows the answer to that right now. But these dudes play through some stuff that when you just read it and you look at it and you think of it as a normal human being, you're like, man, I think that would wreck my life for at least a couple of months. And they're going to go back out and play in less than a month against, you know, gargantuan football players for 3 hours. But it tends to happen more often than, you know what I mean, you'd think. And I know in that building, they don't think they've seen the last of Drew Brees. I do think this further causes football mortality into question. And I think, you know, it's becoming more obvious by the week that this is their last chance to win something with Drew Brees. But, yeah, I think you'll see primarily primarily Winston until he's back in the role that Bridgewater was in a year ago. And I think sometime next month, barring a setback, Drew Brees is back under center for them.
All right, last thing. I know you're terrible at picks, apparently, but that's not going to stop me from asking for another one. Tonight, we got a couple of weeks ago, Cardinals and Seahawks played one of the best, most exciting games of the season. It was awesome. We get it again tonight. We know there are big playoff implications in this one. How does it shake out?
I think Arizona's the better team right now. I also don't think that Russell Wilson has another 3 or 4 turnover game in him like he did the last time they played and like he did against Buffalo and like he's had a predilection to the last month, unlike anything I've seen in his career. I think he's pressing and trying to do too much, and I think Russell's mentally strong enough to correct that. But the defense just cannot stop anybody. And I think, again, Arizona's the better comprised football team right now. I lean Arizona, you know, unless Russell can absolutely, you know, unless we're talking about a 5-touchdown game from Russell, which is not impossible. But I think Arizona's got a pretty good thing cooking right now.
Love it. Hey, I know you got work to do, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Always appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you being flexible today. Have a great show.
Thanks, man.
That's Jason. Thank you, buddy. Jason Lockenfora, radio.com sports NFL insider.